Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby. That's what I've been waiting for.
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus. Where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, magic hat time here. Thursday, 6:30. Bunch of topics in the old Swigard magic hat. He pulls them. We talk about them. Let's get it going. What's our first one there? Jason T. Swigard.
All right, let's see what we got. You wrote small today.
Yeah.
What's up with Princess Fiona?
Oh, man, yeah. I wanted to get to this last week, and I didn't get to it. Princess Fiona.
Is there more Shrek coming out? Are they redoing?
There is. There's a lot of Shrek happening. Oh. I actually think they are making a new Shrek.
Oh.
Okay.
But also, have you heard of the term Shrekking?
No.
No.
Boy, you guys are about to have your minds.
Is this something that's okay to Google on a work computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Shrekking, for those not up to date on what's happening in the singles' dating lives, which you're married, I'm married.
Yes.
It is a social media trend that advises single people to date somebody they aren't attracted to in hopes that they'll be treated better than they've ever been treated. Date an ugly, because the ugly will treat you better than the hot.
They'll be nice to you. They need you.
So this is actually...
They'll take care of you.
It's becoming a real thing, and the unfortunate part of this Shrekking that's happening is there are couples being photographed, and they're just being posted to the internet of, another Shrekking, and it's a super hot woman with a very middle-of-the-road-to-ugly-looking guy, and that guy, that poor bastard's being called Shrek.
Oh.
And so Shrekking in the dating world is a real thing that's become. Now, you can counter and say, it sounds kind of like gold digging, but it's not always the case. There's a lot of people who are just settling for middle-income gentlemen who are not the most attractive guys, but they treat women the best.
Right. They're not going to cheat on you. They're not going to be a deed to you.
It's people out kicking their coverage, but also it's women saying, you know what, I'm done.
It's not just based because they're loaded or...
No.
Yeah, that's a different, that's different, which we all understand why that happens from time to
time. They're basically dating down because they're just tired of being treated a certain way, so it's a good thing, and also, these poor bastards are being called Shreks.
I mean, you call me a Shrek all you want, I'd be fine with that. Who's the gal in Only Murders in the Building? What's her name
Selena
again?
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez has to be one of these, right?
Somebody.
I don't know who her husband or fiance or whatever he is.
Benny Blanco, he is a super record producer. He's got a lot of jam hits that if I played him, you go,
he did that hit. But that, in terms of like look, that is 100% a Shrekking. Now, there's some money and music industry stuff involved there.
Yeah, that's some industry power.
But
right
go pull him. Have you seen what he looks like?
No.
Oh, Google Benny Blanco. Okay.
And that's who's marrying Selena Gomez.
But, you know, to be fair, she's also super loaded and powerful. So it's
right.
Not
she
our,
doesn't need the gold digging side of it.
She genuinely has been interviewed because people have noted them as a Shrekking couple.
Like, how is this possible?
She's like, he makes me laugh and he makes me feel good as a person.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, I feel bad now.
But so I feel like that's maybe something like they've interacted before within the industry, and they had...
Well, do you want a dirty little secret on that relationship?
Oh, what do you got?
Because
You got the inside deets on Selena Gomez?
Got celebrity gossip.
Oh, okay. You reading Us Weekly? So, did you read that Bill Belichick piece yesterday? Is that how you found this out?
Benny Blanco, super record producer,
yes,
produced many a jams of one Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Best buds with Justin Bieber. Who dated Justin Bieber?
There you go.
Two different times.
Okay.
For very lengthy times.
I'm assuming Selena Gomez did.
Selena Gomez.
Okay. So maybe, yeah, Benny was shoulder to cry on when...
He was kind of around.
Yeah, he was around there. I don't know if he was the shoulder, but Bieber's married now to the Baldwin, and so Blanco and Gomez.
How about that?
All right.
Hey, you know what? Good for the uglies.
He also
We deserve something to happen. Good for the uglies out there.
He doesn't fly, by the way. Whenever he goes to Europe, he goes by boat.
What?
He is deathly afraid of flying. Wow. He's talked about
it. Modern-day John Madden.
He's got to take a boat to Europe.
All right. Okay, next up. Would this break you?
Yeah, Look, we all have times, I think, on the golf course. The Ryder Cup tees off tomorrow.
Yes.
Very excited.
I don't know if you guys saw this. I'd be
very
stunned if you didn't.
The American squad.
They're the favorite.
I don't know how.
Okay. That being said, home soil.
That's it.
Usually we get to a point in a golf course where we scoop up and we say, mark it down 8, dude.
Yeah.
John Daly on the Senior Champions Tour...
I saw this.
Recorded a 19.
I saw this.
Wow.
I actually think he actually had a decent round outside of that one hole, too. Like, I think he played pretty good.
I don't care about the rest of the round.
Tin cup.
So he swung, opening tee shot, went a little off the fairway. So you're like, how did that happen? The next shot, hazard. The next shot, hazard. He couldn't clear water. Eventually, he cleared water. By the time he did this, with drops included, a 19.
All right.
Does a 19 break you?
Not if you're John Daly. For me, yes. No. And I would never allow myself to get to a 19 unless I'm playing in competition and you have to actually count it. But if I'm playing with friends and buddies, dude, if I hit three straight balls in a hazard, I'm picking up. Mark me down for a 10. I'm going to the next
hole.
Aren't
you laying up at some point or doing something different?
I think he tried and it didn't work.
That one didn't work either. And then he chunked the chip in there.
He kept chunking.
It's funny on that note, one of the stories that Scottie Scheffler tells all the time about his mindset on the golf course is a note about Tiger Woods, who the year after he won the Masters in 2019. The next one was the COVID Masters in 2020. Remember, they played in November. And in that Masters, Tiger Woods carded, I want to say it was his highest score ever on tour. He had like a 10 on the 12th hole. He hit the ball in the water on the par three.
Yeah, I remember
then
that.
Hit one in the bunker, bladed a bunker shot into the water. Like, he was just a disaster. And everybody's like, oh my God, what is happening? This is so ugly. The rest of the holes in 13 through 18, I think he played 2 under.
Yeah.
Like, he just turned it around and was like, and Scottie Scheffler tells that story all the time about how do you, you've accomplished everything in golf if you're Tiger Woods. You would think you would just pack it in and go home, and he didn't. And it's a moment of resilience.
We got way more Magic Hat, so let's turn and burn here, and we'll go to the other side of the break and try to empty the Magic Hat. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sounds now you big. See me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
We got Jake Butt coming up, Big Ten Network. What broadcast is he on this weekend? Did you ask?
I did not.
Okay.
Because it was a lot of just... emails coming or texts coming and going. So.
Well, he'll join us coming up here at the top of the hour. Let's dive back in.
Here we go. Next up, tracking down haters.
I saw this. This is another thing from about a week ago that I didn't get to. Mike Epps was on one of those live stream shows with Kai Cenat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch those? The Kai Cenat
show? I do not. I do not do the YouTube streamers.
Well, Kai Cenat is the biggest streamer in the world right now.
Okay.
He goes on live and he just like has celebrities come hang out and they just, you know, do whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do sleepovers.
Nice.
Anyways, Mike.
Slumber party with your buddies.
Mike Epps, famously from the Friday movies,
yes.
Stand-up comedian, movie
great
star.
Stand-up comedian.
He shared a story about the first time he had a social media hater, and I want you to take a listen to it.
When I first got on Instagram, one motherfucker get on there and say, you bitch, you ain't shit, or say some personal shit. Man, let me tell you what I did. I went on, this is the first time I got on Instagram. I went on a motherfucking DM and I cussed. I said, bitch, where you at? Motherfucker, you talking all this shit? Man, what city you in? And he was talking, blah, 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 blah. And I hired a motherfucking private investigator. And they found out what a motherfucker was. It was a 12-year-old little white boy in Pennsylvania talking to me. I thought it was a from Philly. He said he was from Philly. He was a 12-year-old little white boy in Pennsylvania.
Just a nice reminder for everybody out there. Social media is a cesspool, and it's largely all fake. So Mike Epps learning at an early point to not react to people who are bad-mouthing you.
Get off of social media. It's not good for you.
Because a guy you thought that was black in Philly ended up being a 12-year-old white kid from the suburbs of Pennsylvania.
Did he go knock on the door? Like, did he go like find him? Or did just the PI figure it out and then he let it go?
Because
at that point, I'm hoping Mike Epps, like, I want to go knock on the door.
You know what your
like,
son said to
little 12-year-old white kid. The parents, like middle class America, mom answers the door. Timmy! Comes running downstairs. What, mom? What?
You're thinking of the kid from Christmas
yes,
Story.
That's exactly
aren't you?
What I'm thinking of right now. I wish he would have followed through on that. Go knock on the door.
The N word?
The N
word? Really?
Yeah. Timmy! You're in trouble.
All right, next up. Apparently not him.
Yeah, dude. I'm not shocked at the development, but that Jordan Peele movie is shoved down our throats for 2 weeks on every other commercial break. That him movie.
Yes.
It.
With the Wayans. Isn't
bombed.
Wayans?
Bad.
Bad, huh?
Worst Jordan Peele movie debut of all time.
This is his biggest first flop, right? Hasn't everything else he's done been pretty good? I haven't seen them all, but.
He's had a couple that like are liked, but haven't done as well as others. Like Get Out is the I think
Get
the
Out
biggest
is great.
One.
And then what was the one where you had like your evil twin living in an underworld? What movie was that?
You're talking about the one with like the copycat family?
Yes.
I forget the name of that,
that
one.
That was a good scary movie.
That
though.
One did well.
That was solid.
Nope did okay.
Yeah, the alien movie.
This one just I don't know, man. Like I just saw the preview and I'm like, it's too all over the place. And I'm not even interested. Like, you sold your soul to be a pro athlete.
It's some Illuminati stuff.
It's okay. You're trying. I felt like you're trying too hard. But maybe it's a good movie. Maybe I'll watch it and go, hey, it's better than I thought it was. But it bombed at the box office.
Every John Daly's got a card of 19 every now and then. Let's get back on the horse and keep riding, okay?
He's the John Daly.
I mean, I'm just saying, everybody's got a bad day. Everybody's going to have a bad day at work. It's going to happen to all of us.
Did you guys have any remote interest in seeing that
Zero
movie?
At all. Zero.
No.
None at all.
It just looked way too
that's not much. I'm not a movie guy really to begin with either, but that one just not really up my alley. I have liked all the ones of his that I have seen so far, though.
Can we earn it first, please?
We won't get to this topic. And by the way, today is a reminder, Rudy Gobert days away from the Portland Trailblazers tipping off their season. It's him or Casey Jones, and he's got more personal accolades than Casey Jones.
Got depoys right there, man.
Casey Jones, Hall of Fame, 8-time NBA champion. Though.
I know.
But, yeah.
NBA D-boys. Champion coach.
Yeah, yeah. ESPN did their top 100 NBA players rankings.
Yeah.
And Denny is 66, Tumani is 78, only two Blazers on the list.
Where did Anthony Simon show up?
Wasn't on there.
Oh, what?
No.
No way.
Wasn't on there.
Are you sure about that?
I think he's going to be a good basketball player. Is there any reason a rookie who has not played a single minute should be in the top 100 list yet? Can Cooper Flagg please play a second?
Can you tell me who 90 through 100 is?
Yeah, give me a second here. Okay. I'll pull it back up.
I'm curious it. Those names because I agree with it on principle, but I don't know if I can name you 100 NBA players.
I mean, is it not ridiculous?
It is. He's never played a down. He's never played a second in the NBA. This is my Chris. You're taking my Chris Peterson, although he at least had been a coach, but I remember when he joined
RJ Barrett is 100. Okay. Stephon Castle, the reigning rookie of the year, 99.
Yeah.
Walker Kessler, 98.
Okay.
Fast PP, 97. Nikhil Alexander Walker is 96, which Peyton Pritchard's better than Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Yeah, that's
PJ Washington, 95, his teammate. Devin Vassell, 94.
Okay.
Jakob Poeltl, 93. Mitchell Robinson. Drew Holiday. He's Drew Holiday.
No, I mean, he's better than Jakob Poeltl, right?
No, he is. But, like, also.
I see your point.
Can you play a second before being on a list like this?
I see your point. Hey, we got three. Look at us.
I forgot about Drew Holiday.
I honestly, until you said that, kind of forgot Drew Holiday was on the Blazers. That's one of those, like, blind spots. I'm like, oh, that's right. He's here. Yeah. I totally forgot that he's
on
the roster.
Where did I see him yesterday? He wasn't, like, 89th. He was ahead of, I think he's ahead of Denny. He's ahead of Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Lou Dort. Like,
well, Tyler's not playing for a while, so.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a minute. That'd be akin to like a quarterback getting drafted. Caleb Williams last year going into the NFL and he makes the top 50
52.
Players.
He's 52. He's almost top 50. Like, play
That's
a
ridiculous.
Second
That's
before you
If you want to slip a minute like 99, I'm not going to have that big of an issue with it, but I'm with you because we don't, like, we all assume he's going to be great, but I.
Let him do it first.
We don't know that he will
tend
be
to
great
agree with you
until
there.
You see him play a second
right
in the NBA.
All right.
Quickly, join us, Dirt. Water's warm.
Oh, where's the water?
Nottingham Forest, Paramount Plus yesterday.
Look at you still watching soccer. Huh?
Should have won. We missed a corner kick, and two guys were by themselves and kicked it right into the post 2 feet away.
Oh,
don't know how they missed it.
Nottingham Forest, what are we doing?
I'll say this. The schedule works out for our lives.
Yeah.
I think you'd rather enjoy it.
No, I'm okay.
And the NBA should copy their schedule.
Day games or two a week?
Two a week.
Yeah.
It is so easy to follow it.
I've long maintained I wish the NBA played getaway days. I wish the NBA had more like Tuesday matinees at 1 o'clock. Nobody's working anymore.
If you expand to 36 teams and play home and home, that's 70 regular season games. If Silver wants to have an in-season tournament, make it a separate in-season tournament. And you can get to 82 somehow.
Now, you think I'm going to drop on this, and that's fine. I don't want to dwell into the soccer thing. All I'll say is it's actually easy. Saturday's their game. And then they don't play again until, I think, Wednesday. But then after that, it's only Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, they don't play midweek every week.
No. They once a week sometimes.
That's great. It's delightful.
It's the easiest schedule to keep up with.
I'm sure the water's warm, but I'm okay.
Water's really warm.
I prefer cold water.
Right now, though, they're... Get this.
What do you got?
They're playing in the Europa League.
I don't think I have Paramount Plus.
I don't either.
Okay. So you didn't watch the game yesterday?
No,
then?
I did.
No
comment.
Oh.
They're in the Europa League yesterday.
The Tulsa King's going to find you. You better start running, buddy.
I'm nervous.
Tulsa King's coming after you.
They're in the Europa League.
Yeah.
If you win the Europa League, you get to automatically be in the Champions League, even if you don't finish in the top four of the Premier League.
That's
the
a big
top
deal.
Four go to the Champions League.
None of but this is confusing at all.
In the bottom of the Premier League and the bottom four, then go to the Championship.
Then you're in the Championship.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Championship.
But you want to win the Europa for the Champion League.
Wait, so I don't want to be in the Championship?
You don't want to be in the Championship, so it means you get relegated.
It's a sport that I don't want to be in the Championship.
Yeah, you want to be in Champions League
Got
or the
it.
Premier League.
Makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, but the Europa following. League will get you in the Champions League.
Dude, I'm right there with
you.
Yeah,
makes all sense.
I'm glued to it now.
Yeah. Swag's like, well, what about the Cambodia Cup? And I'm like, oh, God. I'm trying. And then you're making it worse. So no?
No, I'm out.
Okay,
I'm out.
Good.
I'm okay.
All right, I thought so.
Golf season Thursdays and Fridays. I got golf tournaments all day.
Ryder
Thursday
Cup, baby.
And Friday. Ryder Cup. I got getaway baseball games on Wednesdays usually. I'm okay, man.
All right.
I don't need more sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.